You're listening to episode 1 of the Spiritual Development Series. I wanted to start this whole thing off with a question. Where does your walk with God become real? When does it move past theoretical, theological statements and beliefs? And when does it become a practical reality where you experience a tangible connection and relationship with the living God? Not just some far-off deity, all-powerful, unconnected creator of the universe. Not just a set of rules to live by or a basis for your values or your morality, but when does God become real? Experiencing God in your life in a very real way is achievable for every human being that walks on the earth. This is due to the simple fact that where mankind was short, God sent his Son, Jesus, to fulfill all of mankind's shortcomings. Right now, we don't need to get into the theology of the covenants between man and God and all of the things that Christ did for us on the cross. But one of the main things that he accomplished was a bridge between mankind and God, that we could live a life connected with him. More than that, filled by his presence. That when Jesus ascended and we were given the Holy Spirit, the very presence of God dwells in us. Now, that doesn't mean every second of our lives we feel that. And in fact, the only way to have that opportunity is to be saved by the blood of Christ, to recognize him as your King and your Savior. But there are steps to take as we grow in loving God and we grow in knowing God. You know, God is not completely fixated on our behavior. First, he wants our hearts. And that's what Jesus offered, is a way for God to dwell in us. It's after that that our behavior changes. Out of our love for God, we want to live to his standard. It's our desire to please God. Desire is going to be a big topic of conversation right now. But all of this just points to the reality that spiritual development is important. It may seem scary, and maybe it's something that you've tried before and you're a little jaded, but spiritual development is the natural process that happens whether we actively pursue it or not. But in order to really be successful in spiritual development, you do have to make a decision to seek God, to learn all you can about God, to grow in your love for God, to come to a deeper understanding of who he is and what he has in store for you. So where does your walk with God become real? I say having a real relationship with God requires engaging with a spiritual development process. Psalms 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." For the longest time, I only heard the second half of that verse. He will give you the desires of your heart. Because I saw it happen so many times that God did in fact give someone the desires of their heart. But the desires of their heart were not for good. Maybe they were jealous of someone in their life and they pursued wealth above all else. Or maybe they had a desire for lust and so they ruined their marriage by acting on that. There's so many examples we could go through where we see someone end in destruction because of the desires of their heart. That's a really fatalistic way to look at this verse though, because when you take into account the first half, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. As true as it is that the desires of our heart, when evil, can lead to destruction, Jesus saved us from that destruction. He took the destruction on himself when he died on the cross. But now the big question to ask, after you've given your life to the Lord, you've become saved, is what is the desire of my heart? First and foremost, in this spiritual development journey, it's important to have the perspective that you're not putting God first in order to get something. You don't devote yourself to prayer only when you need something. You don't study God just to become smart and to gain knowledge, or to gain status. You don't devote yourself to any of these what we call spiritual disciplines to get something. We need to put God first to get God, and that's so simple. But it is important to know going into this. Although the fruit of being close with God is a better life, we don't just simply pursue spiritual development to have a better life. In fact, we should be okay with not having a better life, but we will inherently be better off because we have more of God in our lives. Our treasure is God, not the things we gain from Him. When our treasure is God, that's when we are truly living God-centered lives. There's a book called Sacred Rhythms by Ruth Haley Barton, but her idea of spiritual transformation is driven by desire, longing. You see, the life-giving way to understand Psalm 37:4 is that our heart's deepest longing is for God. If we strip away all else, the only thing that is eternal is God. If we strip away everything, and this is true for all people, in or out of the church, but so many in or out of the church spend their lives trying to fill this desire with worldly things, such as wealth, hobbies, work, politics, religion, progress, success, education. Everyone's trying to find meaning in these things, and they think it's going to solve the desire on their heart, the longing that they're missing. And there are so many things that seem like the right solution to the desire of our hearts. But even after all that, we're left empty. Ecclesiastes 2:10-11 says, "I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this was the reward for all my toil. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless. A chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun." You see, King Solomon was living out an experiment where he had unlimited resources, wealth beyond our wildest dreams. It's estimated that he was making about $2,000 a minute in today's money. He commanded armies. He was the king of a nation. He had God's blessing. He had countless wives, and yet he felt empty. None of it meant anything. Going back to Sacred Rhythms, Ruth Barton writes, "When we are in touch with our deepest longings, a whole different set of choices opens up. Rather than being motivated by guilt and obligation, as in, I really ought to have a quiet time, or I really should pray more, we are compelled to seek out ways of living that are congruent with our deepest desires. Sometimes this does feel risky, and it often opens up a whole new set of questions, but this is fundamentally what spiritual transformation is all about. Choosing a way of life that opens us to the presence of God in the places of our being where our truest desires and deepest longings stir. We live congruent to our desires. If our desire is for wealth, we're going to bury ourselves in our career and make sacrifices and think and research how to pursue wealth. If our desire is for fun, then we're not going to want to work as much, and we're going to make sacrifices in other areas in order to do fun things. You see, those are just a couple examples, but we live congruent to our desires. We are going to prioritize those things and spend our time seeking those things. So maybe you have been frustrated or discouraged in your spiritual development journey. Maybe you are in a slump and you know that there is so much more for you in your life with God. Lean into that desire. Find encouragement, despite the frustration, that your heart's true desire is to know God, love God, and be in His presence. Lean into that as we enter this spiritual journey. Don't think of these as chores or even a list of rules to follow. Instead, let them be steps in the direction of following your heart's deepest desire to have more of God in your life. Your heart truly longs for God. If you're following along this podcast series in a small group, we're going to move to a time of discussion to help this lesson set in and stick with us. But before we do that, take some time in silence and really listen for God. Sense His presence in your life. See how the decisions you make and the values you live out ultimately point to a desire for God, and ask Him, what is my deepest longing? What is my deepest desire? Sit in silence now and just listen. Psalm 37:4, take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.